If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 for more information, or go to www.omlagunabeach.com. That's omlagunabeach.com for more information. So this morning, today's the Super Bowl. Perfect time for meditation. Have a little peace before all the excitement, all the chaos and the craziness later on today. So this morning we're going to talk about thinking and the act of meditation and how both of these things are actually considered verbs. So thinking is an action. Thinking is something that's going on pretty much all of the time. Our thinking mind, its function is to think, right? So that part of our mind that thinks is just doing what it's supposed to be doing, following trains of thought that come from both the past, that are projected into the future, and that are filled with all the ideas around whatever disturbances are in our environment or whatever stimulus is in our environment. So if we're listening to music, watching football, eating, resting, whatever it is, we're aware that there's a lot going on in our mind, likes to comment on pretty much every experience that we're having. So that's the thinking part of the mind. And when we're meditating, the action of meditating, it's the active awareness of the thinking and the ability to manage that thinking or to turn the volume down, so to speak, on that thinking process until we can really tune in to the silence that's also happening in our environment and the stillness and the calmness of the moment. So meditation is an action, meaning that we're constantly thinking, it's always going on in the background, but as we meditate, we're learning to become the observer of all that busyness and to step back from it and to quiet ourselves enough to be at peace with everything that's going on in the moment. When we first start to meditate, we really notice first our body, and we notice how uncomfortable or comfortable we are, and we kind of settle into that. And then we start to notice our state of mind. And generally, it's the state of mind that we brought to the meditation practice. It's not like we get to leave it at the door and think that we're going to get to go sit down and meditate and not bring our minds with us. In fact, when we do settle down and start our meditation practice, all the noise that's been going on in the mind comes to the foreground. So in the beginning, we use our breath, we use the ability to track the body, and we'll be doing that together as I guide you into your meditation today. You're developing this sort of witness or observer of this busy thinking mind, and you begin to step further and further and further back from it, able to observe it as if from a distance, and become more and more present and aware of the moment that you're in through the breath, through the sensations of the body. So let's go ahead and get comfortable. Find a seated position that makes you feel comfortable and supported. It's nice if your back is supported instead of trying to sit up straight if that makes your back sore. Then put a cushion behind your back. Otherwise, you'll want to make sure that your hips are a little bit higher than your knees. So you can either sit in a chair and have your feet flat on the floor, or sit in your bed with your legs crossed with a cushion behind your back, or on a couch. Or if you like to sit on a cushion in the center of a room and just let your back be lengthened, you'll definitely want to make sure that your hips are up a little bit higher than your knees so your back won't get tired. Allow your hands to rest in your lap. You can either have one hand resting on top of the other, palms up, or you can have your hands resting on your knees, palms down. Either way, as long as your fingers aren't clasped together, which will agitate your mind. And lengthen your spine as as if it's going right out the crown of your head. And imagine for a moment an imaginary string holding up the top of your head so you can really lengthen the back of the neck and lower your chin just slightly so you can feel that lengthening and that relaxation in the neck. And at the same time, settle in to your hips, into your sit bones, into the cushion or the chair or the bed, whatever it is that you're sitting on. Really allow yourself to feel the support. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose and blow as slowly as you can out of your mouth at first. And let's do this two more times. Inhaling deeply through the nose and blowing as slowly as you can through the mouth, sending the signal to your nervous system that you're settling down, slowing down, and going inside. Nice, long, slow, deep exhale. Now allow your breath to go in and out of the nose, and notice the temperature of the air as it comes in through your nostrils. Notice the quality of the air, if it's dry, cool. And then notice it as it goes back out, warmed by the body. Notice if the breath feels deep or shallow, fast or slow. And don't try to change anything. Just letting it be what it is as you learn to observe it, instead of controlling it. And for a few breaths, I want you to label your inhale. So when you inhale, you're going to say to yourself, inhale, very gently, silently. And do the same on the exhale, two or three times. This connects your mind with the breath, gives the mind something to focus on. Labeling the inhale and then labeling the exhale. And sometimes you could do your whole meditation like this, just learning how to focus, training the mind to focus on the task at hand, sitting and breathing. Now we're going to take that awareness, that breath, focus and attention, and move all of our awareness down into the soles of our feet. And as you do so, you really can feel and sense your feet just by moving your mind there. And allow that awareness to move up into the ankles, and then up into the shins and the calves. Further up into the knees, up into the thighs, the long bones, the muscles. See if you can let your legs be heavy. Let them support you instead of you holding them. And continue to move your focus and awareness up into your hip bones. Feel your low back, your low belly, the sides of your body, and give yourself permission to soften from the inside out. Trying to let go a little bit of that gripping that we do. Breathe into your ribs and up under the arms, and imagine the shoulder blades slide down your back and tuck in, which allows your heart to soften and open towards the front of your body, to rise in the chest. The collarbones spread wide. Let the shoulders slide down to the elbows, and the elbows slide to the wrists to the fingertips. Aware of any sensation or temperature or weight of the hands. just enough that you feel the back of your neck lengthen. Relax and let the jaw soften and the teeth are parted just slightly. So there's no holding in the face. All the muscles soften, the forehead, eyes roll down, and you feel the skin of your scalp soften. Sensations of the body, awake and active, but in a naturally relaxed state. And when you take your mind off these things, then your mind starts to think. That's its job, that's its habit. And as it moves off into the train of thought, and you realize it, you catch yourself, you gently say to yourself, thinking, as if you just saw it, and you just name what you see, thinking. Come back to your breath by labeling your inhale and labeling your exhale a few times to recenter. And that attitude that we take is to keep coming back. Peace that resides in this moment. Education for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. Today we're labeling our thinking, catching ourselves in the act of thinking as we sit and reconnecting to ourselves through the breath, the inhale and the exhale. Each thought just like the breath. So simply acknowledge that you are thinking and return to the center. Keep coming back to the inhale and the exhale and the simplicity of the moment. Thank you. And then exhale down the front of the spine until it returns to the tailbone. Again, inhaling up the back to the roof of the mouth. And exhaling down the front, just making this circle, a gentle circle on the spine. Deep breath. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes. You've been listening to Home at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. Home at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. If you'd like to know more about give us a call at 949-415-6718, or you can go to